If thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today we have the feast of Saint Martha, that hard-working sister of Saint Mary Magdalene, who worked so hard to make Jesus feel like home. Active lives of the Catholic families and all the work the families do for Christ will gain them place in heaven, and the parents work for God's glory by raising their children to keep the commandments of the Holy Church. Our patron for this second day of the boys' camp is Saint John Berchmans. When he was a child, he loved Bible stories and often arranged plays of the stories recorded in the Holy Scripture. He loved especially to play the part of Daniel defending the innocent Susanna. By the time Saint John was 13, he wanted very much to begin studying for the priesthood, but his father, who was a shoemaker, needed his help in supporting the family and initially said no, because he wanted him to keep or to stay in the home. But the father finally decided to let his son become a servant in the household of a priest, from where he could go to classes in the seminary. Like Saint Martha, Saint John did everything well, from being the waiter in the table to the studying in the evening for his priesthood studies. Saint John never reached the priesthood, however, but died in the age of 22 after joining the Jesuit order. Saint John Berchmans is a model for every Catholic boy. He was a good son and a diligent student, and used all the graces God gave him to become a saint. He learned to love God and his church in home through the education given to him by his parents. It's Catholic homes which raise good Catholic children who are ready to be Christ's soldiers in defending the faith of Christ. Today is also the commemoration of Pope Saint Felix II, who in the 4th century had the courage to condemn the Emperor of Rome for heresy. Because of this, the Pope was banished from Rome and suffered martyrdom. The heretics could persecute true Christians just as fiercely as pagans did, but Pope Saint Felix II stood firmly and took death with courage and joy. It's this kind of unmovable strongness in defending the Catholic faith which is so much in need in the head of the Catholic family, the father. It hurt Saint John Berchmans's father to let his son go. He would have needed his son to serve him at his table and workshop, like Saint Martha served her home. But instead, his son was called to serve at God's table. You boys, when you grow up and to become a head of family yourself, you need still to remember this lesson, that your first duty is not collecting riches and high positions, but to submit your house to the service of God and His Church. There used to live during the last great war of World War II a celebrated American general named MacArthur, and in one of his interviews, which appeared in the New York Times, he gave this short account about the difference between a soldier and a father of a family. General MacArthur is reported to have said this: "By profession, I am a soldier and take pride in that fact, but I am prouder, infinitely prouder, to be a father. A soldier destroys in order to build. The father only builds and never destroys. The soldier has the potentialities of death. The father embraces creation and life. And while the hordes of death are mighty, the battalions of life are mightier still. It is my hope that my son, when I am gone, will remember me, not from the battle, but in the home, repeating with him our simply daily prayer, Our Father who art in heaven. Children, in today's busy world, it's easy to get distracted of the true happiness. When you plan your future life, do that with prayer and in the spirit of humility to God's holy religion. All the treasures of heaven are stored for those God's saints who make good use of them on earth. When your earthly occupation is submitted to your heavenly inheritance, you can be sure that you have made a good and correct choice and made good use of the graces which God has in store for you for your life. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.